We will begin today's Shir on Daf Lamed Hey Omid Beis, 12 lines from the bottom at the two dots with the word Snan Hosam. The Gemara now brings a Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet, which discusses the halacha of Im Ola Lo Yered. That means we know that there are certain psulim that if they went on the Mizbeach, they become Lechem Mizbeach and they are not to be removed from the Mizbeach. There's a machlokes in the Tanoim exactly which things are included in this call of Im Ola Lo Yered. Tanan Hosam Ubali Mumim. As to the question of Bali Mumim, what about if Bali Mumim were brought on the Mizbeach? The Tanakama holds they have to be removed. However, Rabbi Akiva Machshir be Bali Mumim. Rabbi Akiva says that even with Bali Mumim, that Im Ola Lo Yered. Omer Rabbi Chir Baraba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. On the following blot, on Daf page Hey Omer Beis, Rabbi Yochanan comes to qualify Rabbi Akiva's statement and he says, Lo Hirshir Rabbi Akiva Elo Bedokin Shabbaayin. That which Rabbi Akiva said, that Bali Mumim Ola Lo Yered, that doesn't refer to all kinds of Mumim, only certain kinds of Mumim, the non-obvious ones. Only the Dokin Shabbaayin, those which are in the less obvious category like cataracts. Not those that are mechusar eva, those that would be missing an obvious limb, that for sure even Rabbi Akiva would be murdered, that Im Ola Yered, he has to be removed. Only those kinds of mumim which would be dukin shaba'ayim. Why? Because hoyo v'ksherin ba'ofas. Since with ofas, with birds that are korban, there's a din of mum which is quite different than the din of mum by behema. In the Torah it says, the din of Tomim is only written in the Torah Mufurish in connection with Boko Beksovim. The Gemara Menachas Darshins on that passage, Tamus bebehemo ve'en Tamus be'ofes. The din of Tamus is something only that we have to be concerned about with behema, but there's no din of Tomim and Balmum with ofes. However, midrabbanan, midivrei nevi'im, there is such a thing as a mum with a bird, because of the klal of hakriveyu no lefecha secha. Since you wouldn't bring a balmum to a governor or an honorable person, you wouldn't offer it up as a gift, so certainly you shouldn't bring it on the mizbech. But midine teiro, midin deraisa, there's no din mum with ofes. So therefore, with an oif, what kind of mum would be considered a mum? Only something that is obvious and very noticeable, like mechusar eiver, something that's missing a limb, that would be considered a mum with a bird. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Akiva told us, that in Ola lo yeret, even with a bal mum, that Rabbi Akiva's machshav bal mum, that's dafka on those kinds of mum in which, with a bird, it wouldn't be considered a mum at all. Such a thing as Dirkish of Ayin wouldn't be considered a mum with a bird at all. Therefore, with a behema, even though it's a real mum, it's an emes mum in Atera, the Torah lists Dirkin as one of the mumim of that passes a behema. Nevertheless, im Allah, if it went on the Mizbeach, since it's Ksherim by Eifes, it would be acceptable even Lechat Chila. Therefore, with a behema, Bidi Evet, im Allah, lo Yeret. Then Rabbi Yochanan qualifies Rabbi Akiva even more. When do we say this din that Rabbi Akiva is machshir be balmum with a behema with a balmum that went on the mizbeach? But he ever layered. That's dafke if the mum came on the korban after the korban already received its kedushas mizbeach. You already makdish the korban and then it received its mum. Then it got the dirkin shebaayin. But if it got its mum, if Zokin Shabbaayin before you were Makdish Itlim Mizbeach, then we'll say Imolot Yehet. So Dafka, when do we say that Rabbi Akiva's Makdish Bala Mumim? That's if the Mum came before the Kedusha's Kobe. So as an extension of that Hadlocha that we just said, says the Gemara, Modi Rabbi Akiva Be'olas Nekeva. That if someone was Makdish a Nekeva to be an Olo on the Mizbeach, which it shouldn't be because an Olo is always Zocha, so even Rabbi Akiva will be murdered in such a case that it should be removed from the Mizbeach because the command de kodam mumo legdesha domi. It's as if as the mum came on the korban before the kedushas korban. Because when this animal was born, it was born in a keva. So the gabi and erla, it is a bal mum. And it had its mum from the moment of its birth. Before you were makdish, it was already in a keva. So it's considered as if the mum came to this animal before the hekdish, and therefore even Rabbi Akiva will be murdered, even though he holds that the di'evit about mumim olu layered, but olus nekeva will be murdered. That has to be removed from the mizbeach because its mum came before the kedushas korban. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from the Braisa that we learned before, and that's why this halacha is brought in over here. Moshe Rabbi Zeicha, Hamala Man Bachutz Potter. We learned in the Braisa before that there are a number of items in every animal which are not considered Migufa de Zevach. It's not a part of the animal, and those things will not have the din of the animal itself, Lagavi Bigel, and Lagavi Noisar, and so forth. And one of the things it said also, Lagavi the din of Male Mehen Bachutz, if a person brought that part of the korban outside of the Azora, there will be no chiyuv kos. Normally there's a din atera, and if a person is shechet bachutz, or male bachutz, outside of the Azora, on a mizbeach, outside of the Azora, on a boma, he brings a korban, he's chayuv kos, as the Torah stipulates in Parshas Achemos. But it says, if these things are brought outside of the Azora, there's no chiyuv, because it's not gufa of the zelach, it's not the ikra hakorban. What were those things? That was the sor, shebezok, and the tayoshim, and the gidim, and the konim, and the lefayim, and then it said also shliu, the uber. If the uber was brought outside of the Azora, there will be no chiyuv of shchutei chutz or ami malabachutz. So the Gemara is now going to be medayik. This is Rav Zeir's kasha. Malaman bachutz. If you brought the shlil outside in the outside of the Azorah potter, you potter because it's not begufa de zevach or meimon chayev. But it's mashma. If you didn't bring the shlil, but you brought the mother of the shlil, that means the korban itself, the female korban itself, you brought her on a mizbeach outside of Azorah, you'd be chayev. Now the hechem is kachasla. How is that possible that you can have a korban that you bring outside of the Zohar? You can be chayv on a korban for shchuti or being mala bachutz. The only korbanos which are brought nikeva is chatos and shlomim. But chatos and shlomim you can never be chayv for bringing if you brought the meat of the chatos. So the meat of the shlomim on a mizbeach outside of the Zohar, you will never chayv for being mala bachutz. Why is that so? Because the Mishnah later on in our Masechet in Perek Po chatos af kufyu beis. It says very clearly over there that in order to be chayiv for being ma'ale bachutz, it has to be dafka such a thing which is roi to come on the mizbeach. As it says in the pasuk, in Perek Yuzayin pasuk Dalit in Vayikra, they'll pesach oil meid lehevio lachiv korban Hashem. Then we say v'nichas ha'ishahu mikarav amoy. It has to be of something that could have been or should have been brought on the mizbeach in the Azora, and you brought it on the mizbeach outside of the Azora. On such a thing, you're going to be chayiv korv. But the basar shlomim and the basar chatos, the goof of the chatos or the goof of the shlomim is never brought on a mizbeach. It's only the emurim that are brought on a mizbeach. But the meat itself are always eaten. And therefore, you cannot be chayiv if you brought them outside of the Azor. So when it says in the price over the amal mehen, bachutz is potter. But me'imon mirmidaik from the mother of the shlil, I mean some nekeva, the korban which is nekeva. If you brought it outside, you're going to be chayiv. What could it be? It can't be chum chatos, it can't be korban shlomim, because they're never brought on a mizbeach. Therefore, the only thing it could be if you made an ola out of a nekeva. B'di'evet, you made an ola out of nekeva. The meat of the ola is brought on the mizbeach, and now you brought it on the mizbeach outside of the azara. On that, we could be medayik and say hamala mehen on the shlil itself is potter pachutz. But if you brought the mother, homi imon is going to be chayiv. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If you say according to Rabbi Akiva that even with an olas nekeva, that the din will be that if he brought it on his back, lo seired, then homani Rabbi Kivi. Then we could say that Tane has an author. That Braise has a Tane that we know who he is. That's Rabbi Akiva. That who holds that Bidi Eved and Eulas Nekeva would be acceptable. Since Rabbi Akiva holds that Afil Balmunim, that Im Ola Lo Yered, it would include even an Eulas Nekeva, then it would work out. El Iamed Im Ol Sol Teret. But if you're going to say, as Rabbi Yechon said, in qualifying Rabbi Akiva, that even Rabbi Akiva will be murder, that by Eulas Behema, since the mum came before the kedushas korban, it would have to be removed from the mizbeach. So Hamani, who would be the tana of that braisa? We have no tana who could stand behind that braisa that says hamalim hen bachutz is potter, because you are medayik from that braisa dafke mehen dafke from the shlil itself. But if from the mother of the shlil, you would be chayiv. So it would be the Tana. Answers the Gemara, you're not being medayik correctly. Let's be medayik this way. The Braisa says if you bring the shlil outside of the Azorah, it would be potter. And once again, the reason for that is because it's not the Ikra Korban, it's not Kufa de Zera. But what we can be medayik is that but if you took the mother's emurim, which are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach inside the Azorah, and you brought it on the Mizbeach outside of the Azorah, you brought it on a bomo, that you're going to be chayiv. That you can be medayik, but you have no raya anymore that Rabbi Akiva has to hold that Erlis Nekeva is going to be kosher. Ask the Gemara, you cannot be medayik like that, because v'hamehen ketani. It says in the Braisa, hamale mehen. If you brought from the shlil on the mizbeach, outside mizbeach, you're potter. The imon dumi de dihu. And you have to compare the diuk to the thing itself. You said the thing itself, and the mother is the compared to the thing itself. Home imon dumi did who? Answers the Gemara, our Ema, we have to change the Lashon HaBraisa. And put, say these words in the Braisa. Hamale me'emureyen. When we mention shlil, we then have to add the words hamale me'emureyen. If we bring the emurim of the shlil bachutz outside of the Azorah, your potter. Because the shlil itself is not good for the korban, so the emurim of the shlil is not good for the korban. But we can be medayik, home emure imon chayiv. But if we brought the emurim of the mother outside the Zohar, you certainly would be chayiv, and that everybody can agree, because that can be referring to shlomim and chatos, and we have no raya whatsoever as far as the din of Erlis Nekeva is concerned. Let us continue with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah here will continue to qualify and to explain, to elaborate what exactly is Machsheves Pigol, which disqualifies a korban. So, shochto almenas lahaniach es domus. If a person slaughtered an animal, a korban, with a machshava, not to sprinkle its blood tomorrow, or to eat it tomorrow, or to be machter tomorrow, but the machshava was lahaniach es domo. He had a machshava, simply he wanted to leave the blood over tomorrow, till tomorrow, and we'll take care of it tomorrow. He didn't have a machshava to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, he just wanted to leave it over till tomorrow. O emur of limoch, he didn't have a machshava to be machter the emurim and the mizbeach the following day, chutzlis manai, but he just had a machshava to leave it over beyond his man, without having any specific machshava as to what he's going to do with it. Just lahaniach, just to leave it over. Oh, lehotzia lechutz, the same thing with chutzlim kaima. He didn't have a machshava to eat it chutzlim kaima, but he just had a machshava to take it out chutzlim kaima. He didn't think what he was going to do with it outside, once he took it outside, just to take it outside. So Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though this cannot be real pigul, but then you will not be chayv kolos on it, but nevertheless it will be posel. The Chachomim machshirim, and the Chachomim, however, says no. This is not going to be considered a posel korban altogether, because there was no machshava of to eat it or to be machter it chutz lizmano chutz l'mkenah. Says the Mishnah further, Amenas liten is al gabi hakedesh. Let's say he had a machshava not to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, but to put it on the kedesh. Or he had a machshava shalei keneged ayisert, to sprinkle the blood on the part of the mizbeach which wasn't keneged ayisert. We know that the southeast corner of the mizbeach didn't have a yisert, and you weren't supposed to make zrikas dam there. Or if a liten is hanitonim lamala lamata, those korbanos were supposed to have the blood sprinkled above the chutasika. He had a machshava to do it under the chutasika. Or the sanitonim lamata, those korbanos were supposed to have zrika under the chutasika, he had a kavona to do it lamayla. All this kavona he had b'shas, the shchita of the korban. In other words, an improper machshava. Or the sanitonim bifnim bachutz, he had a machshava to take those korbanos, which should have been brought inside, chatois panimius, to have been brought inside of the oil meyer, to be put in the mizbeach. He had a machshava to sprinkle that korban outside. Over sanitonim bachutz bifnim. Or those korbanos which should have been outside chatzoris chitzenis, and he had a machshava to bring that korban inside of the oil, to bring it on mizbeach hapnimi. That machshava is also an incorrect machshava. Or sheyochlu tameim, that this korban would be eaten by tameim, by an unclean people, or v'shiakrivu tameim, or that unclean people would be makriv the emurim on the mizbeach. Or sheyochlu areilim. Someone who didn't have a bris mil is not supposed to eat kochim. And if he thought at the time of the korban, when he slaughtered the korban, that an oral was going to eat it, or v'shiakrivu areilim, or that an oral is going to be makriv, a kohen oral is going to be makriv, the emurim in the mizbeach. Or lishbor atzomes haPesach. At the time of the shchitras of korban Pesach, he thought that machshava that he's going to break the atzomes of Pesach, and that's an isa lav of the Torah says etzem lishishbor. Or lechel imenu no. He had a machshava to eat the korban Pesach raw, not roasted. It's also an isa. Ula'arev domer v'dam apsulim. Or the machshava when any korban that he slaughtered, he was thought about mixing this blood that he was mekabel from this behema with unacceptable blood, dam apsulim. Kosher. All these undesirable machshavas, b'di'evet, do not make the korban a korban posel. It does not make it digo, and it does not make it posel either. Why? She'ein machshava poseles, the only machshava which will posel at the time of shechita or the time of the other avodas that you do. Which machshava will disqualify the korban, make it a korban posel that you can't eat it? Elo bechutz lizmanoi vechutz limkoyim. Ve'ha'pesach ve'achato shelo lishman. The only thoughts which would disqualify the korban at the time of shechita or the other avodas is the machshava that you want to eat this korban or be machtir this korban outside of its given time parameters. Outside of its physical parameters where you can eat it. Only that machshava, and also in connection, if you have a korban Pesach or korban Chatos, and you had a machshava to do it shelo l'shem Pesach, shelo l'shem Chatos, then that would disqualify the korban. But all other machshavas, if you had plans to do the korban incorrectly, that doesn't make the korban into a posel or a pigul. So says the Tana of the Mishnah. However, we're reminded that Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of the Mishnah, disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah and says that there are two cases where you would posel the korban even with a machshava, though you didn't have a machshava to eat it or to be makted chutz l'zman chutz l'mekaymei, and that is the machshava to leave over the blood or the emurim to the following day, or to take them out of the azara. Even though you didn't have a machshava to be makter it outside of the azara, or to be makter it the following day, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's posel. And the question is, why should it be posel? Since it didn't have a machshava, a real machshava of pikul. In such cases, and that's exactly what the Gemara is going to discuss right here in the beginning of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? After all, the only machshava that makes pikul is a machshava to eat it, but to be makted chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymei. Omer Rabbi Lozo, terei kroi ksi benoisa. There are actually two psukim that we find in the Torah regarding the iser of noisa. The Torah prohibits leaving vasa kachim beyond the zman that it's stipulated. One pasuk is written in the parasha of Korban Pesach and Parshas Bo, where it says, "Lesesir mimenu ad boker." Do not leave over the bus of the Korban Pesach until the morning. It has to be eaten by the morning. And another pasuk it says in Parshas Tzav, in connection with the halacha of Korban Torah, it says, "Lo yaniach mimenu ad boker." Do not leave it over until the morning. With Korban Torah also, the zman of Achilles Korban Torah is also Yom V'Laila. You're not supposed to leave it over till the next morning. However, what do you need two psukim for? We just tell us the zman, and we know there's an isa of nisa. If the second pasuk is not needed to teach me that there's an Easter to leave it over until the next day, then since you don't need the pasuk to tell me the Easter hinuach, the Easter of a noiser, then let's use the second pasuk for the inyan of machsheves hinuach. The fact that you thought about leaving it over to the next day, you thought about making it noiser, that it already passes it at the time of the machsheves. As the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda high call lahochido. So Rabbi Yehuda uses the second pasuk v'loyaniach for this purpose. Hi mi boyle, you need the pasuk v'loyaniach mimenu adberke, which says by korban toida, as we learned in the brayso of the Chedetanya. Uvesar zevach toida shlomov. The pasuk says, and the flesh of a korban toida. B'yom korbano yaocho. And then it concludes loyaniach mimenu adberke. So what do we learn from that pasuk? L'madu le'toda she'necheles le'yom v'layla. That a toda is eaten only for the day of the hakrova and the following night. Says the b'raisa, chalifin. How do we know that if a person made a chalifin of a toda, in other words, a toda was lost, and he was mafresh another toda instead of that toda, and then you found the first toda, how do you know that the chalifin of toda also has to be nikaf? Also, vlodas. If the korban toda, which is in a, can be in a keva, had a vlad, had a child, how do we know that the vlad of this korban toda also is nikav? Tumuros. If you made a temura of a Torah, how do you know that's also nikar? Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Ubisar. There's an extra pasuk. Rashi explains, it didn't have to say this long lashon, Ubisar, Zevach, Toidav, Shlomo, Biyom, Kaboni, Ochel. It could have said a very short lashon, V'teidosei, Biyomai, Ye'ochel. That the Teda should be eaten in its day, the day of the Akrov. Why does it say Ubisar, Zevach, Toidav, Shlomo? Every one of the words is for a drosha. So the word Ubisar comes to be Marbe, Chalib, and Avalotis, and Tamuris. Chatos v'oshem minayim. Now, how do we know the same din applies by kol chatos and oshem that is nechah b'yom v'laylom? Talmud loyim zevach, because there it includes other types of kabbat. Uminayim le'rabbi shalmei nozer. How do we know shalmei nozer is also included in the restriction of zman of yom v'laylom? And after that, it's nozer. Also shalmei pesach. The shlomim of pesach. Rashi explains the means of kol chagigot. We don't mean the kol pesach itself, because that for that you have a mafurish shabosik, and you don't need all of types of shlomim, because regular shlomim you have the din of shnei yomim v'layla echad. So shalmei pesach must mean the kol chagiga, which is necha also only liyomim uvelayla. How do we know those things also would be nicer after that day? Tamar loma shlomim. You have an extra word shlomim. Lach meitad v'chalos v'rekikim shabenozim inayin. How do we know those? Tamar lo kol bono. You have an extra word. Korbono, biyom korbono ye'ochel. Could have said biyema. What biyom korbono is also a ribui to tell me kulan kara nibahen lo yaniach. With all of these that are mentioned here in the Braisa, there's an iser of neiso that will take effect after the day of the akov in the following night. So the Gemara Kashi is, how can Rabbi Yehuda darshan the pasuk of the extra pasuk that it says by Torah lo yaniach mimenu abogim for machsheves hinuach, just for the thought of leaving it over, making a noisa passels it? We need the whole pasuk of noisa that it says by Torah for all these additional limudim to tell me that there's an isa noisa applying to those also. Answers the Gemara in Cain, if it wanted to only teach me the din of noisa that it applies to all these other types of kabbonis as well, then lema kol lo sasiru. If the parsha of Tzav, where it talks about the kabbon teida, it should use the same lashon as we've used in parshas Bay, that zevach teida shlomo b'yom kabboni ochel lo yisosiru mimenu ad boker. My lo yaniach. Why does it change the lashon of noisa to call it lo yaniach, to leave it over with a lashon Anocha, im einu inin lihinuach. If we don't need it to tell me the etzim iser of noisa, then to nu inin lamashevis inuach, let us use that extra posik, as Rabbi Yehuda says, to tell me that if a b'shas the kom, b'shas the avoda, you had a machshava to leave it over for the following day, even if though you didn't have a machshava to eat it the following day, or to be makter it the following day, but just the machshevis inuach alone will passel. That's where Rabbi Yehuda gets his din from. Ask the Gemara Hoteinach. That explains the din in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says that if he had a machshava lo haniach, to leave it over for another day. But lahotzi ma'ikel meimar, where do you see in the pasuk of the extra pasuk lo haniach mimenu aboker, which talks about noisok? Tell me a din da machshavas a machshava lahotzi also pasul? But another question is that time of Rabbi Yehuda Svaruhu. The Gemara says that we have a Braise that teaches us that the whole reason for Rabbi Yehuda's din of Machsheves Sinua Pasuk is not a Pasuk, but the whole thing is based and rooted in a Svar. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braise, Omalem Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachomim who argue with him, aren't you murdered to me that if a person had slaughtered a korban and he had the proper machshavas, but he left the blood of the korban that you have to use for zerika, he left it over for the following day. He didn't have a machshava to do it, but he did it. As long as there was no zerika zadan, that you'll be murdered shu posel, that the korban's going to be posel, because without the matir, that without the korban ko matirov, and the zrika zadan is a matir, and certainly the korban is going to be posel. Also, if he left over the imurim, and he wasn't makter the imurim till tomorrow, even though that the din is if the emurim got lost after Zrika's dam, that the korban is kosher. But here the emurim are in existence. They were not lost, they did not become tomei. And he left them over till tomorrow. As long as the emurim are not burnt on the mizbeach, you cannot eat the meat. And since he had intention to leave the meat over till tomorrow, if he actually left it over till tomorrow, then the basar will also become nois and you can't eat it. So if he left the dam and the emurim over till the next day, wouldn't it become possible? So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the svar is atchishav lanicha lemocha pasul. Even thinking about doing such a thing is also going to be pasul. Now the Sfas Emes has the kash over here. Where is the pashtus of this svar? This svar is not so posh. Certainly, if he did it, it's takah pasul. But just thinking about it, why should that make machshava kemaisa? So when the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda is svaruhu, the Sfas Emes says really is based upon the Gemara later on here, later on in the Omid, where the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, that the machshava to do something wrong is going to pass already at the time of the machshava is really rooted in a pasuk which we're going to learn later. Some of the Gemara says svaruhu. It means it's not from the yetur dekor, from the extra lo yaniach mimenu abergi, but it's based upon a halacha that's learned out of a pasuk which we're going to learn later on. Ask the Gemara if the svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that if you have a machshava to do something wrong, that already passes with shas machshava. So the niflek nami Rabbi Yehuda bekule. Let Rabbi Yehuda argue in all the other cases that we have in the Mishnah where we had a machshava, an incorrect machshava. Ask the Gemara behind niflek. Let's take it one at a time. Which one should he argue in? B'shoyva atzomes haPesach. Lechol mimenu no. Should we say that Rabbi Yehuda should pass over a person's shecht to come Pesach with a machshava to break their bones or to eat it raw? That certainly wouldn't pass, because if he did it, if he actually went ahead and ate the bones of the Korban Pesach, broke the bones of the Korban Pesach, or ate it raw, zivka gufim mimivso, after the Korban Pesach was brought properly, and he had the proper akrova, and then the oichel later on in the night, when he goes ahead and eats the bones, that's going to pass retroactively the Korban Pesach? Of course not. Once there was a Korban brought properly, the fact that he did the naveh of eating the Korban Pesach raw or breaking the bones doesn't pass the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the machshava for that is not going to pass the Korban Pesach. So let's go to the next one. Hamanashi yochiluhu tmeim, vishiyakrivuhu tmeim. The shashchitas akorban, he thought that tmeim were going to eat the korban, they were going to eat this korban. Or shiakrivu tmeim, or that atome is going to be makriv the emuri. Obviously Rashi says that if he planned that a tome should be makriv the dam, then of course if a tome, claim tome was makriv the dam, make zrika of the dam, that would pass for the korban. So when it says shiakivu teme, that doesn't pass, so must be talking about being makriv the emurim. Because once there was rikas adam, and atome was makriv the emurim, it doesn't pass over the korban. So zifra gufa, mimivso, will the korban become possible with this? Therefore, a machshava for such a thing is not going to pass over the korban either. What about shiachlu arelim shiakivu arelim? If the arelim are going to eat the korban, or they're going to be makdir the emurim. So again, zivka gufa mimirso. Does the korban become posel just because a oral or a tomi were makdir the emurim? So since if they actually did it, it didn't become posel. So the machshava of such a thing doesn't become posel either. Mishnachina, another teretz for this point in the Mishnah is kol kamine. The kohen who shechs this, who is obviously a kosher kohen and a tor kohen. He has a machshava that tmeim should eat it, that tmeim should be makdir the emurim. Kol kamina, does he have the koyach that to make the tmeim do it? So a machshava to do something that he doesn't have the power to do, he can't make the tmeim eat it, or make the tmeim be makdir the emurim. Therefore, since he has no power, it's not called a machshava to do something wrong. What about la'arav domi b'dam ha'psulim? Had a machshava to mix the bloods. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda is not going to pass on machshava for such a thing, because even if you did it, it doesn't become possible. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds dam ain't dam of atal dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'min is not bottle, and therefore the blood is still going to be here in the taruf, and therefore you can make zrika with it. What about litei nesanatonim lamala lamata lamata lamala, to change the place on the mizbeach for the zrika sadam? So again, Rabbi Yehuda tamei, a machshava for such a thing wouldn't passel, because even if you did it, it does not passel. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds shalolim kaimai nami mekaimai karinabe. Even if you made a zrika on the mizbeach, not in the proper place, it's considered that it is put in the proper place. It's considered kimkaimai, and therefore it is going to be considered a proper zrika. So now ask the Gemara, what about this case? The liflag benitonim bifnim shenosna bachutz, those karbonis that are chatois pnimius, that are supposed to have the zrikas dam in mizbech pnimi, and he sprinkled the blood on the mizbech achitza, the hanitonim bachutz shenosna bifnim, those blood that are supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbech achitza, since there's a normal chatois chitzenis or any other carbon where the dam is supposed to be nizach in mizbech achitzen, and he brought it into the mizbech apanimi. So Rashi over here is mazbe this kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Also the Tosfos Dav Chavov Amud Beis is also mazbe that the kasha that the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yehuda is not from the first case of the nitonim bifnim shenos bachutz. There's no kasha from this case of where it was supposed to be nizrak bifnim and he was zerik bachutz. That's no kasha, because there we have the same terrors as before, that shalelim kema is kim kemedami. In other words, if the korban should have had its dam nizrak bimizbeach harpanimi, and he would made it as rika, on the mizbeach achitz, and it's still being zerik on the mizbeach. The only thing is not zerik on the right mizbeach in the right place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shalebim Kaimim Kim Kaimadama, he'll hold that Azrikon Mizbeach Achison of a Korban that should have been Nizrak and Mizbeach Apanimi is like Shalebim Kaimai and will be considered Kim Kaim. The whole Kashi is based, Rashi and Tosfos and Rav Chovav on the base, is from this next halacha, is from the second halacha, that those Korbanas that are supposed to be Nitani Bachutz, a regular korban that's supposed to have the dam nizrak the mizbeach achitz and shenosim bifnim, that it was nizrak inside of the mizbeach apnimi. For that you have a mefurish pasuk in the Torah that it's possible. Cholchatos says in Perek Vov in Parashat Tzav, cholchatos asher yuvo midoma el oil meret lachaber bakodesh. If somebody brings the dam of a korban chatos which is supposed to be and the mizbeach achitz, he brought it into the oil meret, into the heichal, to be mechaber b'kodesh on the mizbeach apnimi, as the Torah lo seyochol, it's possible. So here we have a mefurish pasuk that tells me that hanitoni b'chutz shenosam b'fnim is possible. So here the kasha is very good. But Yehuda should agree that if a machshava to do something, that if you did it, it becomes possible. So this machshava is a machshava to take the dam out of the azorah, to take it out chutz limkaima. So this is mamish a machshava of chutz limkaima. He now wants to take the dam out of the azor and bring it into the heichol and to make the zrika outside of the kaima. That's mamish the machshava of chutz limkaima, where it should be possible. Answers the Gemara, Gesavah Rabbi Yehuda, be'inon mokum shei meshulish bedam beboso ubimuri. The Gemara in the previous perek said that there's an extra pasuk vim ha'ocha yocha bayom ashlishi, from which we learn out chutz limkaima. The machshava of chutz l'zman, we know, creates a pigul. The machshava of chutz l'mekoma creates a psul. And we learn it out of an extra pasuk, because there's an extra pasuk where it says v'imocha yocha v'yom ha'shlishi. And the Gemara says that the pshat in the pasuk of b'yom ha'shlishi, if the pasuk refers to chutz l'mekoma, can't be b'yom ha'shlishi, meaning the third day, because we're talking about mekoma. Says the Gemara over there that b'yom ha'shlishi comes to give us a whole different drasha, that a machshava of chutz l'mekoma will pasul only when you're thinking about such a place which is Mishulish Bedam Baboso Bemurim. That means you're thinking about such a place that in a time when there was a Heter Bomos, you could not only be Zerik Dam there, but you could eat the meat there, and you could be Makter the Emurim there. In other words, if it was Kochikochim, would be Chutz Lazorah. If it would be Kochikalim, it would be Chutz Yerushalayim. So in order to create a machshava haboselis called chutz limkaimai, you have to think of a place that you want to do the avodah in such a place, which would there be no Beis HaMikdash? You would be allowed to be maktir the emurim there, to eat the meat there, and to be maktir the dam there. But if the shatzach shechita the korban, you thought that you're going to take the dam of this korban, which is a korban chitzenis, and you thought about doing it in it inside in the mizbeach apnimi, you wanted to be zerg the dam pifnim, even though if you would have done it, it certainly would have passed the korban, as it says mefurish in the pasuk. But a machshava for that doesn't create a machshava of chutz limkaima, because in the heichol where you wanted to make this rikas dam, there is no heter of achilas basal. In the heichol, there's no heter of haktoras emurim. There's no heter to be makte emurim. We never makte emurim inside the oil made inside the heichol by the mizbeach apnimi. So therefore, your machshava of being zerek dam in the mizbeach apnimi, that machshava cannot be called a machshava of chutz limkaima, and therefore the machshava alone will not pass. Ask the Gemara, Misle the Rabbi Yehuda, Haisvaret. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold this din of Mokim Meshulish Bedam Bebos of Emurim, that in order to be considered Chutz Limkaima, you have to think about a place that's Chutz Lazor entirely, but if you thought about the Hechel, it wouldn't be considered Chutz Limkaima? But Tanya, there's a Mefurish Abraise that it says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, it says in the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sizbach, Hashem Elokecha Shor Vaseh, Asher Yehiyeh Bo Emurim. So the Pasha's, the Torah Pasuk is giving, telling me that you're not supposed to be Makti HaKom, Makti HaKom, which has a moon. And then the Pasuk says, Kol Dova Ra. These are extra words. Says the Gemara, Dova Ra Riba Kan. These extra words come to be Marbe Chata Sheshochta B'Dorah. It comes to include another Issa of a Chatas, called a Chatas that you slaughtered on the south side of the Mizbech instead of slaughtering it on the north side of the Mizbech. And what else does it come to be Marbe? And this is Nageas. The Chatas Shenichnas Domo Lifnim Psula. To tell me that if the Korban Chatas, a Chatas Chitzon is a regular Chatas, which is supposed to have his blood sprinkled on the Mizbeach Achitza. You brought that blood into the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that it's possible. Now, Rashi explains, to tell me that it's possible, that I have another pasuk. That I have a pasuk, Pasuk Tzav, Pasha Tzav, that says, Mefurush v'chochatas, ashayuva midom eloi omoed, lechava b'kadosh lo seyocha. So what it means over here, that Kol Dovara comes to be marbe, the chatas, shenichna zomer v'fnim, Rashi explains that what the Brice is telling me is that it's a machshava at the time of Shechita to be machnis the blood of this chatas pifnim. In other words, you read the pasuk like this, lo sizbach l'shem alekecha. Don't be zaveach at the time of the zvicha, at the time of the shechita, of the shorveseh, that you're going to be machtir tashem. Don't do it with a machshova to be machnis, to bring in the blood into inside of the hechel. In other words, we're talking about a machshava. That the pasuk, therefore, of Lo Sizbach is telling me this very Easter, that if I slaughter the animal with a machshava to be mazrik the dam, to be zorik the dam, bifnim, that itself is going to be a kolm, which is going to be pasul. So I have a mafurush b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda tells me this din from a pasuk that we learn in other pasuk, that if you have a machshava to do what it says in Parshas Sav, that if you brought the dam in, it becomes pasul. Parshas Sheftim tells me that if you have machshava to do that, also becomes pasul. So here we have a b'raisa that says mafurush that Rabbi Yehuda holds the machshava to do something which will pasul, the machshava alone will pasul. And when the Gemara said before svorahu, it didn't mean that it's a pure svorah. That if a person has machshava to do something bad, it is considered as if he did it already. Because with derech klal, you don't say that. We don't say a machshava roh, he is like a maisa. But it's based upon the fact that Rabbi Yehuda himself has a mefurish drosha from a posik, which he learns out this halacha of a machshava to bring in the dam into the mizbeach apnimi is going to pasul. So the Gemara believes that Rabbi Yehuda will hold this svara all the time. If you have a machshava to do something which, if in effect, if you did it, it would pasul. So the machshava also should pasul. That's the Gemara of a last line of Rabbi Yehuda Shlishi, or according to the Gils of the Shita Mugbetzis, and on the side over here, and the Shas also, the last line of Rabbi Yehuda high svara. You mean to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda will hold taka, it will become pasul if he had a machshava to bring it in? And he would not agree that in order to have a machshava to pasul of chutzlim klima, you have to be a mokim that has been mishulish b'shloshet dvarim the b'dam b'bosav emurim. But now I'll bring you a mefurish raya from a mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshava for bringing it in the mizbeach apnimi is not going to pasul, because what now we learn in the mishnah on pei beis on the Rabbi Yehuda says mefurish in the mishnah that din. That if you bring it in to the Mizbech HaPanimi, that apostles does not apply to Shogeg. Hichnis b'Shogeg kosher. If you brought in the dam of a korban that should be on the Mizbech HaChitzin into the Eichel, it's going to be kosher. Ha-be-mezit, but we can be medayik from that. B'mezit is going to be possible. That if you did it intentionally, brought it into the Eichel, it's going to be possible. But the Kaimelon, but the Mishnah tells us a halacha, a klal is that dafke b'shekipa. When do we say it's going to pass for the korban? Dafke you actually made the zrika on the mizbech apnimi, as it says in the pasuk lechaper b'kodesh. You actually made the zrika on the mizbech apnimi, then we're going to pass for the korban. So the Gemara reasons over here as follows: hashta. Now look. In the case where you actually brought it into the Heichel, the Eile, you actually brought it in, if you actually made foul through, made a Zrik on the Zbech HaPnimi, then it's going to pass for the Korban. But Eile Kippur, if you didn't follow through and make a Zrik on the Zbech HaPnimi, it's not going to pass for the Korban. Our case over here that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, where he is only thinking about bringing it into the Heichel, it certainly should not pass. Thinking about bringing it in certainly shouldn't be worse than actually bringing it in without the actual Zrik on the Mizbech. Now, Tezis immediately interjects over here. He says, how is this different from every pigel? Every pigel is like this. That if you actually egg, let's say, a kezayis bosa chutzlis man or chutzlis mekayme, it doesn't pass over carbon. But a machshava b'shashchita to eat it chutzlis man or chutzlis mekayme will pass over carbon. That's exactly the way pigel works. So why should this be worse than pigel? Why does the Gemara have such a pashtus? A machshava for bringing it in shouldn't passel, since if you brought it in, he went zayis on the mizbech, it doesn't passel either. Answers Tezis, that Avada, certainly with Pigel, a Machshava to do something that if you actually did it, it doesn't pass, so that's Pigel. Pigel means, B'shaz the Avada, you had a Machshava to eat a Chutzlim Azman, a Chutzlim Kaim. Even though if you actually had a proper Machshava at the time of the Shechita, and you went ahead later and you ate a Kazayas Bosa, that's not going to pass for the Golden, but the Machshava passes, that's Pigel. But over here we're learning a halacha, a new halacha that comes out of the pasuk of Kol Devara. That means, b'shas shchita, you're not supposed to have a machshava for a devara. Devara means for something that if I would do it, it passes the korban. But a machshava for something that if I would do it, wouldn't pass the korban, is not called a machshava. That's what the Gemara asks. That kol shena shouldn't pass if I have just a machshava to bring it in without putting it on to the mizbeach. So we have a mefurish mishneh, therefore over here, that says that Rabbi Yehuda would not hold that it would be possible if you had a machshava to bring it in. And says the Gemara, trei tanoi v'alibir Rabbi Yehuda. We have a machlokes between the Tana of the Braisa and the Tana of the Mishneh as to what Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a case. Ask the Gemara further, v'sover Rabbi Yehuda chata sheshochta bedoron pesula. That's the gist of the Shita Mekubetzes. That does Rabbi Yehuda hold that, like we said before, in the Braisa, the chata sheshochta bedoron, if you slaughtered the chatas in the south side of the Mizbeach instead of the north side of the Mizbeach, that is going to be pasul, and that's learned out of Dovah Ra. And here we go to Amud Beis. V'atanyin, did we not learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yochel, I would think chata sheshochta bedoron yechayv, that if a person slaughtered a korban chatas on the south side of his bech, that the korban would be possible. Talmud Leimah, lo sizbach l'shem elekecho shor voser. The pasuk continues, asher yeh by mum kol dovara. So the Gemara darshins, al dovara tamachayvai. When is there a law? When is there an Isur being marked here, over here? That's dafke dovara, which means the mum, that it says mefurush in the pasuk, mum begolui. Then you are going to violate le sizbach. But the yata machayvai, al chata sheshochta bedoron. You're not going to be chayiv for a chatas that was slaughtered on the south side of the mizbeach. So here it says mefurush of Yehuda holds that you're not chayiv for shachata sheshochta bedoron. So here again the Gemara says, the same teretz, trei tanoi libir Rabbi Yehuda. Yav machloek is tanoi as to actually what did Rabbi Yehuda say. And let's continue the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yava. Umoide Rabbi Yehuda shechozer vekever lepigel. That Rabbi Yehuda, who says that machsheva sinuach passes the korban, will admit, will be moide, that chozer vekever lepigel. Now, in order to understand the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, we have to repeat here a yesod which has been mentioned here in Kachim several times already before. That in order to create a pigel, you only will be able to do that if the korban wasn't possible with some previous psul from before. That means, if for instance a person had a machshava to eat the korban at the time of the slaughter, the korban, he had a machshava to eat the korban chutz limkoma. Now chutz limkoma doesn't create pigel. Chutz limachshava chutz limkoma creates a psul which makes the korban also machila, but it is not pigel where if you ate it you would be chayv koras. Now, suppose you made a shechita chutz limkoma, or you made a shechita with a kavana, let's say it was a chatas or pesach, you did a shalom lishma. So the korban is possible. And then you went to the next avoda, let's say the kabbalah saddam or the zrich, and you had a machshava spiegel there, you thought about the shas kabbalah saddam to eat it chutz lizman and chutz limkoma, it would not become pigel. Because pigel, in order to become pigel, it has to have prior to that machshava spiegel no psulim. But if it had a machshavas apsul already on the korban, it does not become pigel. Says Rabbi Abba, that Rabbi Yehuda will be murdered, that even though that he holds, that if a person had a machshava to leave it to the next day, not to be machter to eat it the next day, but to leave it to the next day, or to take it out of the azor, not to do anything without outside of the azor. So it's not a real machshava of chutz lezman chutz lemkremech. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, the machshavas hinuach, or machshavas hotzor, is also apsul. As we learned before. So Rabbi Yehuda still is murder that on top of that you can build a machshavas pigel. That if you slaughtered it with a machshava of hinuach, to leave it to the next day without anything else, it became possible. Then if you made the subsequent avoda with a machshava of chutz lizmanai, you can create a pigel on top of that psul already. Omar Rova says, Rova, Teda, I'll bring you a raya to your yisod, Rebbe, that Rebbe Yehuda will be murder, that shechez of a kovel a pigul. It can return to a pigul. Why? And he uses a svara. He says, because pigul, every time you make pigul, a machshava, let's say at the time of a shechita, you had a machshava to eat it, chutz lizmana. But when does the isa pigul take hold? Only after, later on that day, you actually will make a zrika, proper zrika that day. The pigul lifnei zrika lav klumu. Before the zrika actually takes place, there is no iser pigul. Because the din, it has to be kovu kol matirov. In order for an iser pigul to be chal on basar kochim, it has to be such a status of the korban that were it not pigul, the person who is entitled to eat it could eat it. And until the zrika, nobody can eat it. The zrika is a matir, until that time no one can eat it, and therefore until that time the iser pigul doesn't take effect on the korban. What happens when you eventually make the zrika? The asya zrika, and when the zrika is made, the kovel of a pigul. Then the iser pigul takes hold. So reason zrova, isn't it really that every time pigul comes on to a korban, it is on top of a machshava v'nuach? In every machshava to eat it chutz lizmanai, I also have a machshava to leave it chutz lizmanai. I have a machshava v'nuach, a machshava to leave it chutz lizmanai, and then I have a machshava to eat it tomorrow chutz lizmanai. So at the time between the shechita and the zrika, what machshava is it? There's a machshava to leave it until tomorrow. And now I go ahead and make the zrika today. And now the issa pigul is going to take hold. What in the meantime has been the status of this korban? There was a machshava to leave it until tomorrow. And with that machshava, I went ahead and made the zrika today. That is exactly the case that we're talking about, that you have a machshava of pigul being built upon a machshava of hinuach, and that's every pigul. So every pigul involves first a status of the meat, which is will be considered machshava hinuach, which should be possible, and on top of that, I build a pigul. So the Gemara gives the obvious teret, says an obvious chilik v'lohi, that's not true. Because hosam in every machshava of pigul, choda machshavi, I only have one machshava. I don't split my mind in two and say, first I think about leaving it to tomorrow. And then I think about making an achila tomorrow, a zrika tomorrow. I think about pigul means, I think about eating it tomorrow, period. One machshava of doing the maisa tomorrow. That's pigul. But here in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about where Rabbi Yehuda had a machshava hinuach, a pure machshava just to leave it tomorrow. I didn't think about what I'm going to do with it tomorrow. That's called machshava hinuach, and that Rabbi Yehuda says the puzzle. You have no raya that if on top of that, on the next stage, after the shechita, where you had a machshava of hinuach, let's say with the kabbalah or the zrika, now I have a machshava pigul, that you can create a pigul on top of that machshava hinuach. You have no raya from every pigul. Says the Gemara, Eis v'Rabbi Rav Huna l'Rabbi Abba. And Rav Huna is now going to bring a kashe from a beraisa that we learned earlier in the second perek on this yesod of Rabbi Abba. That Rabbi Abba says that Rabbi Yehuda would be murdered. That's chos of a kevel of pigul. He's going to prove him wrong from a beraisa. It says in the beraisa we learned earlier, Chishev litenis anitonim l'malo l'mato. If the shas the shechita of the korban, a person had a machshava to make the zrika in the wrong place. Those which were supposed to be Lamala, he thought Lamata, Lamata, Lamala, in those which were supposed to be Lamata, he was going to be Zerig Lamala. As the Braisa La Alta Kosher, that if he thought about making this Zrika today, making this incomplete Zrika, this incorrect Zrika, he thought about doing it today, then the Korban remains Kosher. And the Gemara explains over there, L'chol HaDeyas it's Kosher, because if you hold that Shulevim Kim Kemei, so it's a Kosher Zrika, like any Zrika, so he had a Machshava to make a proper Zrika today. If he holds Shulevim Kemei's Lav Kim Kemei Domi, so it's like he had no Machshava for Zrika altogether. So it didn't hurt anything. So then Chazal, if in the next step of the Avodah, in other words, the Shechita was done with a Machshava of making an improper Zrika, meaning in the wrong place. So it didn't hurt anything. Then in the next step, let's say the Kabbalah Satam, Chozar, he went ahead and again had a wrong Machshava. But here he had a real Machshava of Chutzlim Kaimai. Here he had a machshavu chutzim kaima, which creates a posel a carbon, so posel, it becomes posel, but the ain't by kachas, because that's the din. A machshavu chutzim kaima only posels, but it doesn't create pigul, as an isa to eat the carbon, it doesn't create an isa kachas, however, it's not pigul. But if in the second step, chutzlis manai, he had a machshavu to eat it, chutzlis manai, that creates pigul v'chayovimo of kachas, like a real pigul. Now that's all as far as he originally had the machshava b'shashchita to make an incorrect zrike on the mizbeach in the wrong place today. But if he had that machshava to make lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, he had that machshava for tomorrow, lamachor, then posul. If he had that original machshava b'shashchita to make, as I told him, lamala, he wanted to do lamata and so forth. But he had the machshava to do it the next day, then that machshava creates a psul in the korban, and he can't eat it anymore. Why? The Gemara over there in the second parak, he establishes this braisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because having a machshava of making a zrika in the wrong place tomorrow is not considered a machsheves bigul, but only a machsheves psul. Now why don't we consider it a machshava of making a zrika tomorrow? That which would create pigul. Now, if Yod Shalobim Kemei is Lavkim Kemei Domi, it's Poshut, because you have a Machshava of not doing a Zrika tomorrow, so that's not pigul. The Kash is on the other hand. If you hold a Shalobim Kemei is Kim Kemei Domi, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, then why don't we say the Machshava of making a Zrika in the wrong place tomorrow is Mamish a Machshava for a Zrika tomorrow? Because Shalobim Kemei is Kim Kemei, so it's like you have a Machshava to make a Zrika tomorrow. So the Gemara over there explains, and Rashi brings it over here, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda holds Shalom Kemei Kim Kemei, but it would never permit the Korban Ba'achila. It will be considered a Korban as far as being Yotze Yachiv Korban, but it would never permit the Korban Ba'achila unless you made the Zrika in the Mamish, the proper place. Even if you hold Shalom Kemei Kim Kemei Domi, but it wouldn't be Matar Basa Ba'achila, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order to have a machsheves pigul, you have to have such a machshava for such a zrika, which normally would be a zrika, which would be mata the basa b'achila. But since you're having a machshava for a zrika, which be shlovim kaima, which is never mata basa b'achila, so if you have a machshava to do that tomorrow, it's not a machsheves pigul. It's only going to be a machsheves. A machshava to make a zrika shalobim kaima tomorrow is not a machsheves pigul, it's a machsheves psu. So the question is, if it's not a machsheves pigul, means you never had a machshava to make a zrika tomorrow. A zrika which is not matabosa bachil is not called zrika. So what is it? It's tam a machshava to leave it over to tomorrow. That's the din of Rabbi Yehuda, machsheves in nuach. You wanted to leave it till tomorrow. That machshava passes. So when it says lamacha posel, what's the pasus? The pasus is that it's a machsheves hinuach. It's not a machsheves a pigul, because a pigul that's not matabas bachila, not a pigul. So what kind of machsheves is it? It's a machsheves to leave it till tomorrow. That's a machsheves psul of Rabbi Yehuda. And on top of that, what does it say in the price if you had the next step with a machsheves pigul? Choza v'chisha ben chutz l'zmanai ben chutz l'mekoimai. Even you had a machsheves on the next step on the kabbalas adam for chutz l'zmanai, which normally creates pigul. Says posel, the ain by kachas, and you can't create a kachas since you already had a prior psul of a machsheves hinuach that you wanted to leave it over till tomorrow. You cannot, on top of that, create a new machsheva of pigul. To yufta, to Rav Abba, to yufta. From this brayso, we have a pircha on the sheet of Rav Abba, as he explained Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now continues. Omer Rav Chis, Omer Ravina bar Sila, chishav sheyachlu tmeim lamacha chayiv. We know that. Machshavas pigul is, if b'shas aved, b'shas shchita, you think about that it's going to be eaten tomorrow, you're going to eat it, or somebody's going to eat it tomorrow, that's pigul. Suppose you thought that tomorrow, tameim are going to eat it. Says, Rav Chisda Chayiv, that you're going to be chayiv on the meat of that korban, chayiv kores, because it'll be mamish pigul. The chiddush of Rav Chisda is, therefore, that even though that your machshava is that it will be eaten tomorrow by psulim, who are not allowed to eat it, that machshava is still called a machshava's pigul. In other words, the chiddush is a machshava v'achilas posul is considered a machshava v'achila chutzlis manah, which creates pigul. Omar Rova says, Rova teda, I'll bring you a ray. And the ray is from every pigul, because bosa lifnei zrika l'chozi. Every time you have a an animal which is kosher, and you're about to shecht it. At that moment, when you go to shecht it, could you eat that animal? No, of course not. Besides the fact that it's ein zavuach, that it wasn't slaughtered and you can't eat it, this animal in front of you is also basa kochim, that is the status before the zrika. We know that no korban can be eaten by a kohen or by the bailim until there was the zrika performed on it. So at this moment, while it was still a live animal, there was no zrika. So at this moment, the person who eventually will eat it cannot eat it now. He cannot eat it at this moment of shechita. And yet, at the time when you slaughter it, you have a machshava to eat it tomorrow, so you're having a machshava that it should be eaten by someone who does not have a right to eat it now. So that's what the Gemara is bringing the raya from. The boso lefnei zrika lechozi. Every meat of kochim before zrika is not roi lachila. And when he goes ahead and thinks about eating it, he's thinking about who? A person who right now at the time of the Shechita couldn't eat the Korban, and yet that creates mifsal, that creates a pigul. So we see that the thought about eating it tomorrow by a person who is not roi l'achila is going to create pigul. So we have a raya to Rav Chisda Din. And since the Gemara, the obvious tells, that's not so. The difference is this, that when you think about stomach person, after the zrika, the person can eat it. Tomorrow, if not for the sabigol, he could take eat it. But hocha over here, where you were talking about, amachshova, that tmeim should eat it tomorrow, lamichza klal, tmeim will not be roi to eat it tomorrow, and it could be very different. Omer Rav Chisda says Rav Chisda further, magale befume de Rav Dimi bachinina. There was a statement which he frequently said, and that was as follows. Bosa pesach shelo hutzla, korban pesach has to be eaten roasted. And if the korban pesach was not roasted, or lach meitodah shlo hurmu, or lach meitodah that were not taken off, made a hafrosha from the korban pesach, and that is also not allowed to be eaten, chayovim aleihem mishum tumah. Nevertheless, if a tomeh ate from this korban pesach or from this korban pesach, he will be chayiv koras as every tomeh who eats kochim. Now, even though that the klal is that the only time that a tomeh is going to be chayiv koris is only when it's mutar l'tahirim, that we learned a few days ago. Only when the tahirim can eat it will the tomeh be chayiv koris on it. Nevertheless, it's considered nitar l'tahirim, and the iser of eating korban pesach when it's not roasted, or korban todah before the hafrosha, is a side iser. We don't consider the meat as l'nitar l'tahirim. Therefore, a tomei who would eat it would be chayiv kol. On a rabbi, I'll bring a raya that a tomei who eats a korban pesach which wasn't roasted, a lach mitodeh, who didn't have a afrosh, is still going to be chayiv kol. We learned in a braisa. It says in the pasuk, "Vanefesh asher teichal bosa mizevach hashlomim mashal Hashem, v'tumoso alav, v'nichaso hanefesh ha'im yamel." In that pasuk where it says a tomei eats kochim is chayiv kol, it says asher Lashem. Now, Asher Lashem is an extra word. What do you need Asher Lashem? Comes to be marbe something. The rabbis say, Mure kochim kalim lituma. That the amurim which go on the mizbeach, if a tome would eat that, they're also going to be chayiv koras for eating the amurim. Alma avgav labane achilinim lechayovim alim shum tuma. So we see very clearly, even though the amurim is not something that's eaten, nevertheless, if you eat it, you're going to be chayiv chorus on it. And I'm here also by korban pesach, even though you can't eat it because it's not roasted. Still, if a tomeh ate it, the tumas haguv can be chayiv korus. And says the Gemara, it's not true. No comparison. By emurim kochim, it's different. Hosem emurim kochim kalim, chosei legevaya. The emurim kochim kalim go up on the mizbeach, and they're eaten by the mizbeach. However, basa pesach which was not roasted and todo which was not had no avrosha, the lechosi lo legevaya, the lo lehedid. They're not roy neither for the mizbeach nor for another person. There was no comparison. It could very well be that a muri kachim kalim, even though they're not b'nei achilu, you can be chayiv if a tomei ate it, but nevertheless, a korban pesach which wasn't roasted and lach mitodesh lehumu will not be chayiv. You have no raya from here. And with this, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded the perek. Hadrin al-haloch kol apsulin. Hadrin al-haloch kol apsulin.